In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. Please be seated. What an honor it is for me to be here representing St. Paul's Church in Imperial Otto, Missouri. Please be reminded that you are in our thoughts and prayers and the distinct honor that is ours to be your Eucharistic sponsor for this academic year. Coming back to the seminary gives me many pleasant memories, and it's good to see some of my professors. God's blessings to each of you. The text that I've chosen today is from 1 Peter, but it precedes the section that was just read. It is from 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. From darkness to light. St. John spends a great deal of his gospel talking about the differences between darkness and light. And as we look and listen to these words from St. Peter today, I'm reminded of the change that we see around us. The darkness of winter is gone, and we see spring blooming and bursting all around us. The dark solemnity of Lent passes, and we are in the glorious season of Easter. We rejoice at his resurrection and the promises that come to us through our faith in him. And yet, as this goes on, in 10, St. Peter says, once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you receive mercy. Once you were in darkness, now you are in the light. We rejoice at that fact. We rejoice that we were once in darkness and are now in the light of faith, in the one who said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and that no one can come to the Father apart from faith in him. And yet, as we gather here for worship, we know that there are many who are still in darkness, many who don't know the light, who don't know who Jesus is, and who, quite frankly, don't care to know. We should always be reminded of that fact, that perhaps our own family members, friends, neighbors, acquaintances are still sitting in that darkness. And that as pastors and future pastors, church leaders, if we ever forget those who are sitting in darkness, we're in big trouble. In the Great Commission, Jesus said, go and preach and tell and baptize, and if we do anything other than that, we're missing the mark. There are those among us who are so concerned about the preservation of who we are as Lutheran Christians, and that's admirable. We're proud of who we are and our heritage. But those who are so protective of who we are and how we worship that they miss the opportunity for outreach. And I think that's doing an injustice to the church, and certainly doing an injustice to those who don't know Jesus and have that personal relationship with him. As those who will have the opportunity to be leaders in our congregations, remember those words of the Great Commission. Give thanks that you and I are now in that light that came to us at Easter, that light that brings to us the good news. And as we rejoice in that fact, we should be sensitive and mourn for those who are still in darkness. We should do everything that we possibly can to reach out to them, to be Jesus' hands and his feet, to share that message of hope in a world that knows no hope. He is our hope and theirs. He who has called us out of darkness and called us into the light will strengthen us, and by the power of his Holy Spirit, enable us to share that message with those around us. It's not an easy task, but the Holy Spirit makes it easy as he works in our hearts, in our lives, placing us in situations that will best facilitate the sharing of the message. He's called us to do that. Not just us, who are clergy and future clergy, deaconesses and future deaconesses, but all who proclaim him as Lord and Savior. Don't miss the opportunity. Pray that the Holy Spirit will place you into those positions so that we can call others. Our message can call others out of that darkness into his glorious light. From darkness to light. A beautiful concept that explains Jesus' love for us, the calling that is extended to all who profess him as Lord and Savior, and the opportunity to share that good news, that message of hope, with those around us. May the Lord grant that to you and to me as he makes us sensitively aware of the number of people who do not know him. Amen. And may God's peace, which passes all understanding, keep your heart and mine in that ever-increasing personal relationship with Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, and who has called us out of darkness into his glorious light. Amen.